Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 65, Revelation chapter 18, verses 10 through 20, The Fall of Babylon. We've been talking about the fall of Babylon, and I said before that the Antichrist is bringing Babylon down on behalf of God. The Antichrist is being used as a tool by God, and we're now going to see the economy of Babylon fall. Verse 11, the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her because no one buys their cargo any longer. Cargoes of gold, silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linens, purple silk, and scarlet cloth, every sort of citron wood, and articles of every kind made of ivory, costly wood, bronze, iron, and marble, cargoes of cinnamon and spices, of incense, myrrh, and frankincense, of wine, of olive oil, of fine flour, and wheat, cattle, and sheep, horses, and carriages, and bodies, and souls of men. Everything you can think of buying and selling, including the bodies of souls and men. That's how bad it will get near the end of this age. We'll be selling people. Verse 14, they will say, the fruit you have longed for is gone from you. All your riches and your splendor have vanished, never to be recovered. This is finished. This is not a depression. This is the end of the economy as we know it. 15. The merchants who sold these things and gained their wealth from her will stand afar off, terrified at her torment. The economists of the world will be terrified. They will weep and mourn and cry, woe, woe, O great city, dressed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and glittering with gold, precious stones, and pearls. In 1 hour, such great wealth has been brought to ruins. 1 hour means 1 hour. Every sea captain and all who travel by ship, the sailors and all who earn their living from the sea will stand afar off when they see the smoke of her burning. And again, smoke of their burning, maybe nuclear weapons, nuclear warfare. They will exclaim, was there ever a city like this great city? They will throw dust on their heads and with weeping and mourning cry out, woe, woe, O great city, where all who had ships on the sea became rich through her wealth. In 1 hour, she has been brought to ruins. Again, 1 hour means 1 hour. Rejoice over her, O heavens. Now, the people of the earth are mourning, but the angel talking to John says, heavens, rejoice. The people in heaven will rejoice. The angels in heaven will rejoice over the fall of Babylon. So it says, rejoice over her, O heaven. Rejoice, saints and apostles and prophets. God has judged her for the way she treated you. Remember, those under the altar, the martyred souls cried out to God saying, when will you avenge our blood? He does so right here. I'm sure at this moment of time, those martyrs will be greatly relieved.